Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Beautiful music, Crowder. I'm leaning on you, and definitely, especially during this time, all we can do is lean on God, lean on Him, lean on Him. Right now, we are chatting to my favorite girl, the glam chef. Her name is Tandi Mapai. Tandi, welcome to Spectrum. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, thank you, Awesome Pa. And how are you?
Good to have you on air, girl. Happy 2021.
Happy 2021 to you too. Hoping it's going to bring us great things.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. You know, I was hoping that in 2021 we can host you in the studio, but COVID-19 said no, not now.
Not now.
Yeah.
It will happen.
So, Tandi, we are dealing with this pandemic, right? As a country, It's all over the world. But how can one explore in the kitchen, you know, healthier meals? You know, take us through some of the recipes you have that we can try, you know, and also that are good for the nourishment of our bodies.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome, thank you for the platform. And also, I just wanted to say, with regards to the pandemic, even if you are in the kitchen and doing whatever it is, January is a very hard month.
Hey,
it's a very tough
January
month.
Is tricky.
So, January.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you.
You need to also be cognizant of the fact that, you know, the bite, it needs to be easy on the pocket as well.
True.
So the stuff that I've got for you is basically things that you can have, you have in your pantry or in your kitchen.
Okay.
Or it's basically like things that you can buy that are a little bit easier on the pocket.
Okay.
First and foremost, everyone knows vitamin C is your go-to type of vitamin.
Yeah.
And your citruses are the best you can go for. And they're water-soluble, so which means you can actually add them in anything,
mm-hmm.
and it will still taste great.
Okay.
So I'm talking about your oranges, your grapefruits, your pomelos, lemons, limes, and tangerines.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what people don't know, you can also get vitamin C from leafy greens.
Oh,
so
your kale,
your spinach, your cabbage, all those leafy greens, your lettuce as well,
mm-hmm.
your baby marrow,
mm-hmm.
that's what you can get vitamin C from as well.
Yeah.
So I'll give you like a quick one for a vitamin booster smoothie. In the morning, you wake up, you've got an orange, you've got a carrot, celery, and a mango, if you perhaps have that.
Okay.
Blitz that all in your blender.
Mm-hmm.
So you put like your oranges, squeeze them out because you don't want that. Sorry.
It's fine, girl. I forgive you.
You don't want the chewy part of the orange.
Also, I squeeze the orange, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you squeeze the orange,
mm-hmm.
and then you take your carrot and you chop it up into nice chunks.
All right.
Small chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Celery is very good for vitamin C as well,
mm-hmm.
and it brings in a very great flavor booster.
All right.
And then you've got mango.
Mm.
What I do sometimes is I add a teeny bit of turmeric.
Okay,
which
turmeric.
Is great.
Okay.
Yeah, turmeric.
Okay.
And you add a little bit of honey, some water, you blitz it, and that's your juice for the morning.
Mm.
It's your booster, your vitamin C. You're sorted for the day.
But then how do I work? What do I do with the mango? Do I peel it? What happens
you
with the mango?
You actually peel it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
You would peel it and
you
chop it up into nice little chunks
as well. All right.
And then because the carrot also is a little bit hard and you don't want to hurt your blender,
mm-hmm.
so you just keep on adding water to sort of like ease it out. And once you've got all that gunk from the fruit itself and the vegetables themselves,
mm-hmm.
you put it through a strainer.
Okay.
And you just keep spreading it out, pushing it through a strainer until you've got your juice. And it's absolutely divine. The kids will love it as well.
Yummy.
Because it's not only for us, it's also for the kids.
Yeah.
Because we're also trying to keep them fit because they're going back to school very soon.
Hey, they better go back to school because these people finish up the food, eh?
Oh, yes, they do. I can't wait for them to go back to school, to be honest.
Sure.
And then the red peppers. Red peppers are also a very good immune booster.
Okay.
And red peppers, you can do anything with them. I mean, you can roast them, and you basically take your red peppers and put them in a plastic, you know, those oven bags.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you would basically just put a little bit of olive oil or any type of oil that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in some garlic in there. Throw in some ginger, salt, pepper. Tie up your bag. Put it in the oven for at least, I would say, 20, 30 minutes until it's softened up.
Okay.
And then you'll remove the peel.
Mm.
You can actually make it as a topping for any toast that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually slice it up and add it onto your salad.
Mm.
And your salad will obviously include all the leafy greens that I told you about.
Yeah.
You can put some kale in there. And what's nice also about kale is that you can put it in the oven, drizzle some olive oil, pepper and salt, and you can make kale chips.
Hmm.
And then you just break them up. In order to get texture for a salad, you can just break up the kale chips on top of your salad. Top it with your red peppers.
Mm.
And also with the red pepper, what's nice is you can make it into a pesto, which could be a basis for a sandwich for your kids. So you toast up your ciabatta bread or whatever type of bread that you want to use, drizzle some olive oil on there, and put the red pepper pesto on that, and Bob's your uncle. And they're also getting the nutrition that they need from the red peppers.
Mm.
And also, you can make a mean pepper soup, a red pepper soup, which will be the basis. Obviously, garlic is your friend as well at this time.
Yeah.
Because garlic is an immune booster as well.
Mm.
You can toast, you basically fry a little bit of garlic, add it with some onion, you add some celery, you add your peppers into there, and then chicken stock. You put chicken stock and you just let it simmer for a little bit. Add two or three potatoes, chopped potatoes, just to give it some base, some depth.
Mm.
And then once it's all cooked together, season with your salt and pepper, a little bit of lemon juice just to spring up, just to bring up that that taste, you know, to bring up all the flavors.
Yeah.
And then any leaves that you want, parsley is also a very good immune booster.
Mm.
You add that on as well. You blitz it all in your blender, or you even use a stick blender while it's in the pot.
Yeah.
And then when you're serving it, you just pour it piping hot into a bowl, chop up a few slices of bread, pop them in the oven with some salt and pepper, drizzle of olive oil, and you make croutons. So you've got texture as well. So you're not just slurping on soup, but you're also chewing on something quite great.
Mm.
And then even with the croutons, you can add a little bit of garlic once again in the immune booster.
Sure.
And I mean, all these things are not that expensive.
Yeah,
it's
true.
All the stuff that you could have in your house, basically.
Mm.
And then obviously ginger is a power player for immunity and digestion.
Yep.
It's great for everything.
Mm.
And turmeric. So what I normally do is you would warm up a little bit of milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Add half a teaspoon or quarter teaspoon, depending on how your tolerance is for turmeric, because you don't want too much of anything.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to be excessive upon anything. You just want to keep everything balanced.
Okay.
So with your milk, you add a little bit of turmeric, and then you add honey.
All right.
Cinnamon is great.
All right.
And you get cardamom pods. You know, cardamom pods, like you get them mostly at the Oriental shops.
Okay.
Very good for curries as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just smash one up, pop it in the pot with your milk, and then you're basically making like your own home chai tea.
Okay, interesting.
And then so you've got the honey there. That's also good as an immune booster.
Yeah.
You've got your turmeric, you've got cardamom, you've got your cinnamon.
Mm.
If you are fancy enough and if you are brave enough, you can add star anise.
Hmm.
It's got a very pungent taste, but you can add it if you wanted to, or just a tiny bit of it because it's very pungent.
Okay.
And then a little bit of ginger. Let that simmer for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And let it sit and steep. And then you'll strain it into a cup and just enjoy yourself a nice cup of turmeric tea.
Hmm.
And that's also very good. And also, if you are on the spicy side, you can add some cayenne pepper.
Okay.
Or you can add like a normal chili. Just slice it up in the middle. Add it right at the end, but take it out very quickly so that it's not too hot.
Sure.
That would also help.
Yeah, there's always new things one learns whenever I get to speak to you.
that's great. I'm happy. Happy I'm teaching something. And then, like I said, with the leafy greens, basil is also making like a huge comeback into the culinary industry. Mm-hmm. And people are just, with the whole pickling season, because we're all pickling our stuff now. We don't want to go out to the shops too much. You just want to have everything on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So basil pesto is best also, and it's so quick and easy. And people always think, oh my gosh, it's so difficult. No, it's not.
Mm.
Pop a few basil leaves in your blender, a clove or two of garlic chopped up nicely, a squeeze of lemon juice, I'd say about half a lemon, some pine nuts, toasted pine nuts. But if you don't have pine nuts, then obviously you need to be careful with this, because there's a lot of people with nut allergies.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go for nuts if you have an allergy and if you don't have them on hand.
Mm.
Olive oil, and you blitz all of that up, add a little bit of pepper, add a little bit of salt in there, taste it, and according to your taste, that's what you're going to get. And then what you do is you put it in a nice little jar, like a mason jar or something like that.
Yeah.
Pop it in the fridge and you can use it anytime. Now, where do you use basil pesto? You can use it on toast, like I said to you. So you spread a little bit of basil pesto.
Mm.
You put some mozzarella cheese and you put some bacon on there, some tomatoes, and you pop it in the oven, roast it until everything is melted and the tomatoes are blistering. Take it out. Put some rocket on there, once again, leafy greens, which are very good as immune boosters. And that's your breakfast. It's an easy breakfast, quick and easy to make, and also the kids will enjoy it.
Hmm.
Once again, the pesto, you can add it onto your pastas if you wanted to. You can add it onto your salads if you wanted to.
Hmm. Wow. Awesome. Sure. So it's things that we eat every day, some of them, but I never really knew that they are good immune boosters.
They are very good immune boosters. The thing is, I think also the education behind all the vegetables that we eat is very important.
Mm.
It's very important.
Sure.
I mean, look at, like, for instance, a lot of the times with bones, you know, chicken bones.
Yeah.
Chicken bones are so good.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes we don't want to have, like, the chicken as is. So if you buy, like, a whole chicken, you can actually just quickly take it off the bone, take the meat off the bones, and take the carcass itself, immerse it in some water, add some carrots, some black peppercorns, bay leaf, garlic cloves, garlic cloves, and some celery, and let that sit in water and boil it very, very slowly, basically simmer it. For, I would say, about 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm.
That, and then you skim off. You know, like when you boil meat, it gets those foamy parts.
Yeah.
So you skim off the foamy part.
Okay.
You skim off the foamy part constantly. And you season it as you want to season it.
Mm.
And you add some cayenne pepper in there. And you would add some chilies in there if you wanted to. And then, Paul, I promise you, bone broth is very good for your health.
Sure.
It's just, in Xhosa, we call it umshuz.
Umshuz,
yes. It's almost like you're drinking like the sauce from the meat.
I get you, girl. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's also because I chew on bones, especially chicken bones. So I get you.
So the you get the collagen and you get all the protective as well.
Yeah.
Now you put everything in that chicken broth and you basically just drink it every morning. You put it in the fridge, you warm it up in the morning, you give a little shot to your kids in the morning or even in the afternoon when they come back from school or just before they go to school. And it is the most delicious thing ever. And it's also good for weight loss because we have been indulging in a lot of food during December.
Definitely, eh? We ate a lot, I must say.
Absolutely. And just to add a zing to it, you could add some coriander, which is also very, very good as an immune booster.
Wow. Sure. Chef Thandi Mapai, the Glam Chef, always a pleasure having to talk to you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I'll make sure that I load this as a podcast so that the listeners go back and listen to everything step by step. I'll make sure that by Monday we already have this podcast. Family, you can always go and check the podcast out with Chef Thandi Mapai so that you are able to listen to everything step by step. But other otherwise, thank you so much, girl.
Thank you so much, Osimpo, I know this is very strange, but my family has asked me to do this. May I please send a shout out?
I'm giving you 30 seconds. Send your shout out.
Thank you so much. I'd like to say a shout out to the Talk family and the Clubber family in the Eastern Cape. Please stay sanitized. Please stay masked up. Wash your hands. Stay safe and stay home. Love you lot.
Oh, that was sweet, man. All right, Tandy. All the best. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you so much, Osimpo. Have a great one.
Have a great day, sis. And right now, family, we're going to go to the news headlines in a little while. We look forward to calling our winner for the Hendro biscuit as well, just after the news headline. We're going to go to an ad break. You're still tuned to Spectrum on 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.